You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Student Volunteer Army is doing a really good job. Last weekend, around 200 volunteers supported door knocking at 1,200 homes. I spoke with James Parsons, that's the Auckland Club President of the SVA, about what their experience are and what the progress of their work is.
We started cleaning up, I think maybe 2 days after the floods, on that weekend. We've just been cleaning up for over a week now, running different volunteer events throughout Auckland. And they've been going really well. Like, we've had a lot of appreciation from the community, a lot of positive feedback from volunteers.
What were some reactions of the community?
Some people were quite emotional. Anything from, you know, we've been doing some door knocking, so just going in, checking in on people, which there's no real substitute for. A lot of people, you've just got to reach them in person, and they're, you know, maybe not checking social media or anything, so nobody's really checked in on them. And so just actually knocking on the door and talking to people has been really well received, and people have gone, oh, thank you so much, like, it's really, really nice that somebody's checked in, you know, whether they're fine, whether they maybe need a lot of people just don't know where to find resources, either on where to help or where to get help, so we can set them up with that. Right up to, you know, people whose homes have been really substantially damaged. Most of their stuff just, you know, most of their belongings have been destroyed or contaminated. And so we're out there moving, like, huge skip loads of stuff. Just removing, like, you know, old fridges, damaged sofas, things that are really, you know, just quite difficult to move on your own, but with a team of, you know, 6 or 7 volunteers, like, is very, you know, quick work. So it's been really cool to see people just, respond really well to it. And I think be a bit more comfortable asking for help as they see the work that we're doing. So it's been really good.
What do you encounter in those cleanups? Well, how are those community impacted?
The floods have really impacted a lot of people, and it just seems to be, like, across Auckland. So, like, different parts of Tamaki Makaurau, there'll just be whole streets that have been flooded sort of up to your waist, even sort of up to your neck. You've got a lot of stuff that people just don't really want to touch anymore because it's just been waterlogged or filled with, like, contaminated sewagey water. So yeah, it's just quite sad because a lot of people have lost sort of memories and, like, valuables and things that they'll never really be able to get back, even if they get insurance. And there are lots of stories of people. I visited someone yesterday and he basically got trapped in his property because it just became this river. And he had a lot of, like, animals, like cats and dogs, and his 3 children, and they had to all of their vehicles were parked a wee bit lower down, and they all got completely waterlogged and he couldn't use them. So he had to load, like, all of these animals, all of his, like, kids into this tiny little boat and then get across this, like, flooded out river, and he's just sort of lost everything. It's been quite dramatic seeing some of the properties that we've been to, and just the scale of the flood. Like, we've seen huge sort of shipping containers and cabins and vehicles, like, move quite away by the force of the floodwaters. So yeah, it's just been quite dramatic in some places.
There's a shortage of housing. What is the status of that?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of really good organizations that are doing their best for people that are displaced. I think there's a range of challenges there. So some of the issues are, we've had people who haven't been able to go into emergency housing because they might have pets, or they might have, like, a really, you know, large family or some needs that they need to accommodate, or they don't want to move too far from the area. Quite a substantial, I think it's about maybe 1,000 homes that have been red or yellow stickered. So they're sort of to varying degrees, like, not habitable at the moment. So that's quite a substantial population of people that now have to, try and find housing elsewhere. And it also just adds an added level of difficulty. A lot of people are going back to work, children are going back to school, and just being displaced like that has really affected a lot of people. So that's something we're looking to help with over the coming weeks and months, because it's quite a long-term issue that's going to affect people. Because a lot of them just can't go back into their homes.
And what is it like to see so many people that want to help.
It's been really cool. Floods and natural disasters always bring out or bring the community together and bring out people's interest in volunteering and in helping people out. And something that we try and do is almost like facilitate in a safe way, like neighbors helping their neighbors. It's really good that so many people have signed up. Like the response has been great. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people volunteering for us. Our main thing is running it safely, making sure everyone has PPE, that they're not just running into people's homes. Yeah, over the last week to 2 weeks, we've just been facilitating that, and people have been really, really eager to get stuck in, you know, like taking hours and hours of their time, driving waste, driving other people, just trying to pitch in where they can, because the more they see of the damage, the more they want to help.
What does the future look like? What does the work gonna look like in the next week?
What we kind of anticipate is there's a lot of work to start with. So we've really already helped, I think, close to 200 homes, if not more, clean up and move debris and things. And that's kind of in the early stages. So I think there'll still be requests for help trickling in over the next couple of weeks as people get a better idea of what's going to happen to their property. And there's also some more complicated requests of people's needs and making sure that they have access to, you know, food and housing and clothes. So some of those things are going to be more more long-term than we've currently seen. But we also do see some of those requests for help and those jobs sort of settling down. Rather than being as sort of intense and hands-on as it's been in the last week, we've trained up a lot of people to sort of go out and run their own groups and volunteer still under us and still through our system, but they can sort of be a bit more self-sustaining and just go out in the community when we receive requests for help.
That was Jake Parsons, Auckland Club President of the Student Volunteer Army.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.